Congressman Tom McClintock is joining us on the telephone this weekend on Motherload Views, talking about a number of issues in Washington, D.C. Congressman McClintock, one thing I haven't asked you about is health care. There's been, you know, some discussion on the Democratic side about the idea of universal health care. I'm curious just your thoughts on the health care system and things that you think that could be done.
Well, it has become a vast bureaucratic mess. And it's kind of interesting to see the Democrats move toward universal health care, Medicare for all. It's a Bernie Sanders program. What they're admitting is Obamacare didn't work either. And not that that's a big secret. I mean, we were promised that if you liked your plan, you could keep your plan. Millions of Americans lost their private health care plans under that. We were told it was going to save money. Instead, it has caused an enormous run-up in health care prices. It has dramatically reduced competition, which I believe is the secret to both holding prices down and assuring quality care and assuring access, is to have many, many different providers thriving in the market within a price range that they can afford. And for those that can't afford at least a basic plan, then you set up an assigned risk pool the same way we do for automobile insurance, where people are uninsurable risks. That system worked. It worked well. That's essentially what the Republican plan was when one vote in the Senate, John McCain, killed that plan, and we were left with the remnants of Obamacare. The Bernie Sanders plan is just outrageous, and to see the Democrats embrace it is bizarre. People need to understand that the so-called Medicare for All plan means you lose if you have private insurance. If your employer provides you with a health care plan, and I believe about 150 million Americans get their insurance that way, you lose that plan completely. It's gone. There is no private insurance market. The federal government takes over providing your health care, and the cost estimate is about $30 trillion. That's with a T, $30 trillion over the next 10 years. That's about $3 trillion a year. Now, put that in perspective. That's roughly what we currently collect as taxes from all sources for the federal government. So what's not to like about this plan? You lose your private health care insurance. You are forced into basically depending upon the DMV and the post office to provide your health care. And at the same time, your taxes double. What's not to like about that? It used to be that if you didn't have employer paid insurance, normally what most folks did was they paid for their day-to-day expenses out of pocket and then bought a very inexpensive catastrophic policy to protect them from those illnesses and injuries that could actually bankrupt them. That's now illegal under Obamacare. And I think that lack of competition is the principal source of not only our spiraling healthcare costs, but also the lack of choice that most people now have in trying to obtain their healthcare insurance. So let's get back to a system that works. And that is a vibrant private healthcare market where people have a wide range of choices. I mean, if you can find a better policy at a lower price offered in another state, why shouldn't you be able to buy that policy? You can do that for your car insurance. You're legally forbidden to do it for your healthcare insurance. Why should people be taxed on money they're spending for their out-of-pocket expenses on health care? The health savings account allows people to shelter their money from taxes and not be charged taxes on the income that they must use to meet those day-to-day expenses. That would bring health care much more within reach for many, many more Americans. And it's a question of systems that work, policies that work, and policies that don't work. We know which are which because we've tried both over the years. But for some reason, the left seems to be fixated on policies that we tried in the past and just don't work. And the Medicare for All thing, think about this for a moment. You've spent a lifetime paying in to the Medicare system. You pay, I think, in very rough numbers, about $100,000 to $120,000 during your lifetime of earnings into the Medicare system. That's what supports that system. And by the way, you take out about $250,000 in health care benefits from that system over a lifetime. So you can see at the moment it's not sustainable. At the moment it requires some reforms. What Bernie Sanders and the left are suggesting is that we bring in the entire population in America that has not paid into that system. And remember this, Medicare often pays below the cost of actually providing services. How can they do that? Because the providers are then charging more to the private insurance market. If you impose Medicare prices on the provision of all health care, you're going to find most hospitals closing because they just simply can't keep their doors open.
Well, Congressman McClintock, we've hit on a number of topics. We just have a couple more minutes left on Motherlode Views. Anything else that you're keeping a close eye on right now or our listeners should be aware of?
Well, I mean, I spent 8 years on the Budget Committee. As you can tell, I'm very passionate about that. But I got off the Budget Committee this year because it was like beating your head against a brick wall. It became very apparent that neither the Republicans nor the Democrats were actually interested in fixing that. I went over to the Judiciary Committee, where we're now up to our eyeballs with this whole monstrous and totally false narrative of Trump colluding with the Russians, Trump obstructing justice. This is one of the most ridiculous scandals that has ever been perpetrated on the American people. And what we're starting to find out is a number of things. Number one, Robert Mueller put together the most partisan team of ideological zealots we've ever seen amassed on an investigation. All of those who gave political contributions contributed exclusively to the Democrats. It was obviously being run by Andrew Weissman, who was an extremely partisan Democrat, very active supporter of Hillary Clinton. Even with that team of partisans spending between $25 and $35 million on this investigation over 22 months, they could not make a legal case for collusion or obstruction. So they tried to make a political case. They tried to at least put the president in a bad light. And now that's starting to unravel on them as we're discovering that what Bob Mueller's report says and what the underlying evidence says are two very different things. And that's very dangerous.
We'll have to end on that note. Congressman McClintock, thank you for your time and coming on Motherlode Views.
Thank you, BJ. Thanks for having me.
Again, we thank Congressman Tom McClintock for being our guest this weekend. I'm BJ Hansen. We'll see you back next week with more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.